Revenue Assurance Wanderings with Rob Madison on the Grappa Radio Network.
How do you certify an entire country? Very carefully. I've got to tell you, no matter how long I'm in this business, and no matter how long I'm associated with Grappa, it just keeps getting better and better. You never know what's going to happen next or what kinds of things are going to be possible when a group of sincere, intelligent, honest, and well-intentioned people put their minds to the accomplishment of a task, no matter how big it seems to be. I've had the privilege and honor of working with such a group of revenue assurance professionals in Uganda this week. Now, in order to appreciate just why this is a big deal, you'll need to have a little background. As the president of Grappa, it is my greatest goal to try to bring our training and certification to as many people as we possibly can at the best price possible. Of course, the naive people among our readers will say, great, so give it away for free. But of course, if we did that, we wouldn't be able to do it for very long. It takes money to run an association like Grappa. It takes money for plane tickets, hotels, and getting people to pay for the training is the best way we've come up with to make that happen. What this means is that there are some people, especially the people in the larger telcos and the larger, richer countries, that have a much easier time of getting access to the training than those in the smaller countries with the lower customer counts and the lower ARPUs. The result, unfortunately, is that many times the people that need the training the most have the hardest time to get it. There are several things that we've tried in order to fix the problem. We tried web training, but again, it was a disaster because the places that needed it the worst had the worst internet. And we tried several other things. One of the things we've tried in the past is to put on co-op events. The way it works is this. If all the carriers in the same country or region can get together and agree to cover the expenses, we can have the event at their location and the carriers can share the expense. In most places, we've tried to do this. Although the people working on it tried really hard, the politics and rivalry between the carriers made such an event impossible. Before now, our biggest success story on the co-op front was the awesome job that Henry White did putting together the Grappa training event in Ghana. So when Hawass Mata, our national chair in Uganda, approached me with the idea of doing a co-op in Uganda, I was skeptical, to say the least. How are you going to get your management team, to agree to shouldering this risk? I asked. How will you get the inter-carrier politics to not get in the way? But Hawass assured me that he could make it happen, and I couldn't believe it, but he did. In an incredibly short amount of time, Hawass, with the full support of his management team at Zain Uganda, and with the support of the Zain Corporate Group, was able to build a national coalition of revenue assurance managers from every major carrier in Uganda and get them all to agree to participate in this event. Unbelievable. An unprecedented act of coordination, win-win negotiation, and cooperation. If I ever saw the Grappa principles of rationalization and consensus building and integrity in action, I saw it in Uganda. Well, we didn't quite get the entire country, but we came pretty close. So for the first time ever, we at Grappa are proud to announce that we have trained and certified an entire country. Equally critical was the incredibly professional way the participants handled the experience. There were even some potential inter-carrier romances in the brew. Maybe next year we'll tell you something about what happened with those. We had 30 RA professionals, including some internal auditors, fraud and IT professionals, and we covered the entire core curriculum and the extreme training and testing during the allotted 5 days. Of course, we did go late a couple of times because there was so much dialogue and so many things that people wanted to talk about. At the end, we were able to award certification to most of the participants with the commitment from each and every one of them that they would go back to their telcos and begin to show their management teams just how effective a true revenue assurance professional can be. I think that revenue assurance professionals around the world should look to the revenue assurance community in Uganda with considerable respect and pride, and learn from their example of what we as revenue assurance professionals can accomplish when we get together, put our heads and our hearts to the task of doing whatever it takes to get the job done. I am proud and honored to have participated in this event, and I hope and pray that we can have many more similar experiences around the world as we, as a professional community, figure out what we can do and how we can do it. Really, there's no limit to what we can accomplish working together, and that is what GRAPPA is all about, and that is what the Uganda event really shows. Again, my profoundest thanks to the management teams and the RA teams from MTN Uganda, Orange Uganda, Warid Uganda, Hawas Mata, and the entire Zane management team for helping to make this happen. Until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe.